Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You've talked about it on air, off air. How awful are these day NBA games right now?
Just atrocious. You know, I guess I get it sort of on the weekends. No, actually, I don't.
No, I don't. Listen, it's a hard enough sell to get Vanessa to be cool with me being home at 1 o'clock on a Sunday or a Saturday to watch the NFL. When this is something like this, they're really very rarely ever 1 p.m. tips in the regular season. Not only is it a tough sell for her, it's a tough sell for me. It's a beautiful weekend. I wanted to be outside, like, enjoying the weather and playing softball with my kids and, you know, grilling. I did not want to be watching some sad-ass basketball.
It was bad.
And it didn't help that the Cavs then, you know, blew a 9-point lead at halftime and got blown out for the second straight game. And we just had Joe Vardon of The Athletic on. And here's some of what he had to say about the Cavs in this series, where the blame falls and moving forward.
We've seen 9 playoff games from this team over 2 years. They're 3-6, and almost at no point when things get tough do they respond. At some point, the players have to do it. Darius and Evan, they have to perform in the playoffs. They have to. And Donovan, like, he's a major player, one of the best players in the NBA. But he has not been that in 9 games in the postseason here in Cleveland. He must be better. You could say all you want about adjustment this, scheme that, fine. But this team won 51 games last year, 48 this year. So it's not that the players stink. There's some level where they have to come and put this together. It is on the brink. This is all on the brink because say what you will about a long runway, like the amount of money that this team is going to cost. You can't go out in the first round twice as a 4 seed, to say nothing of the second half falters that they've had the last couple of years, which has happened a bunch too. You just can't do that with this kind of money on the line. So if they want to stick together, they got to come out and play tomorrow night.
I think that's a great, but that last point is really, really important. If the Cavs come out tomorrow at home and show a lack of heart, get punched in the mouth, and lay down, it will be telling to you and me and everybody else in Cleveland that they don't want to be together and they do not want to play for each other.
I think it's a great point, Nick. They've got everything working for them now. They're coming home. They won their first 2 home games on their court. It happens when you go on the road in the playoffs in a 7-game series and you're supposed to hold home court. Like, you only got to win 1 road game to win a series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they are right there, you know, win game 5 and you're guaranteed a home game to close it out.
I'll tell you right now, let's play this to one of the potential scenarios, whether it's in this series or not. If Donovan is playing in a different zip code next year, as soon as this summer, be prepared for the reports that come out that Darius and Donovan didn't like playing together. And I'm just ready for it because I don't. And here's the thing. I think for all the complaining we've done about Evan, I think the guard situation is why Evan hasn't taken a step forward, because Evan should not be the guy that touches the ball last. Evan, I think, should have some of the offense running through him because right. He is a really damn good passer. And at this point, when it comes to 3-point shooting, they're trying to use him the way LeBron wanted to use Kevin Love for 4 years, which is, why don't you leak out to the three-point line and you'll get the ball. Just go ahead and take that shot. It's like involved as you get him in the offense, you're failing him. And so I think it's no longer I don't think it's no longer a will they, won't they. I don't know who you pick. I don't know the value you get for who you pick to trade. You need to break up Darius and Donovan this offseason.
No doubt.
And that's on top of the coaching situation, which needs to be addressed. And I saw Terry Pluto write very similar things to what Joe had to say with us. You don't let the players off the hook here. Because they're either lying to themselves, they're lying to you, or quite frankly, they're just obtuse. Because you can't tell me that they're having fun and they enjoy playing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, I'm not buying that. Because they don't play for each other. The second things get tough, they wilt. And this is not like, it's everything that has been said. Well, it's all JB's fault. That's a gross oversimplification. He's not a good playoff coach. I felt that way coming off last year. But then again, can I blame an NBA head coach? Because the team, who knows the playoffs? Like, these guys know what it's going to take to win games because they have now won three games out of, what is it, the nine games they've played in the playoffs together. They know the price. They're not willing to pay it. So whether it's they don't like each other personally or whether it's just they don't like playing together because of stylistic overlap, it doesn't matter. It has not worked. It has not been – there's not been an environment, I think, that has fostered it working. It doesn't matter. It has not worked. And this cannot continue if they get bounced out in the rest of this series.
You know what also stinks, Nick?
What's that?
The Cavs have played two games in Orlando on the road. And honestly, we haven't been able to break down either game. There's been nothing about the game specifically have we been able to come on the air and say, man, I'll tell you what. With 37 seconds, why did they take that timeout? Why didn't they take that timeout? Why didn't they run this? We haven't talked about one strategy, nothing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the best we got after the first two games was J.B. Bickerstaff was out coaching Jamal Mosley. Didn't really have any proof for it. He just won two games. Like, I'll be honest with you. I thought game four was a great moment for J.B. to prove to you that he can coach in the playoffs and help getting them righted. And I was ready to eat some crow through a half. And then, once again, things went sideways and nobody. And that's the problem. Like, and this is where, to me, leadership does bug me. It can't just be on JB. Somebody has to say, this is my team. I'm not getting blown out, no matter whether it's at home or not. Somebody has to say, Donovan has to say, Darius, I love you, man. Your shot's not falling right now. I'm going to go out there and do some Donovan Mitchell things. And it's not happening. And I don't know whether that's the coach telling the player, hey, we need to play team ball and kumbaya crap. I don't know if it's the players just not having the conversation. I just know there's something missing there, and that is unacceptable for the more talented team. For the better seeded team to lose twice in a row and be on the precipice of a really uncomfortable situation if you lose tomorrow. 216-474-0092. But so I don't think it's just about JB. But that doesn't mean it's going to save JB.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.